The Pledge of Allegiance this evening will be led by Assemblymember Maxie Wiederspoon, after which if you remain standing for the invocation by Don McConkey.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, keep us ever mindful to the needs of the city and borough of Wrangell and its residents. Give us the wisdom to make sound decisions to the benefit of us all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. We have no ceremonial matters this evening, so roll call please.
Assemblymembers Blake, Wiederspoon.
Here.
Rooney.
Here.
Decker. McCloskey.
Here.
Mitchell.
Here.
And Mayor Jack.
Here. Amendments to the agenda. Anyone have anything in? Item 4, conflict of interest. Any conflict of interest on any item on the agenda? Item 5, consent agenda.
Move to approve those agenda items listed under consent agenda and those marked with an asterisk 6A, 7A, and 7B.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Roll call please.
Assemblymembers McCloskey.
Yes.
Mitchell.
Yes.
Wiederspoon.
Yes.
Rooney.
Yes.
And Mayor Jack.
Yes. Borough Manager's report.
I have a written report, and the only item I think that I'd like to talk about a little bit is the swimming pool. The swimming pool is getting close to about 30 years old, and lately here it just seems like everything has gone downhill at once. The legislature, we did get a grant to do an assessment of to get a architect to help us go through and look at mechanical, we've got some problems there, the heating thing, the hot water, domestic hot water for showers and stuff went out, and we're looking at replacing that with some smaller units because that won't fit out back through the door, but that's kind of what a lot of them do when they retrofit, that they do several smaller ones. But Bill Goodale has been kind enough to help us with some of the mechanical. He's the mechanical expert around, and so he's helped us and had gave us some ideas. But we've had some leaking through the bottom of the pool, and we've temporarily, I think, solved that. The heat exchanger we have should have lasted a lot longer, and we believe there's Juno had the same problem in their pool, and it was, you know, it was an electrical issue where if all these things aren't bonded and grounded, it creates current, and we think that's maybe part of the problem. So the electrical people that helped solve that up there, we're going to talk to them and see what kind of ideas they may have. And but anyway, it just seemed like everything has gone wrong at the same time, and so we're trying to resolve those and at the same time get the engineer on board. And the one that we probably will bring back to the assembly to do this is the one that was in on the design to start with, and they also were the ones that did the work on the Juno pool for some of the problems they had there. But like I said, it is 30 years old, and it's just, you know, with all the water and all the things that you have in a pool, it just it's just time that some things need to be done. So after the assessment is done, at that point we'll have recommendations on what to do, what we can do that makes it more efficient when we do do the changes. And there was actually a report done here a few years ago that was done at the high school. They looked at efficiencies that they could do, and at the same time Fred at the school, their maintenance director, asked them to do the pool area also. And so we have some recommendations from that we'll include with or for the architect when he looks at that. But if we are going to do these things, we certainly and make the corrections. We may have to go to the legislature for some help, depending on what kind of money we're talking about. But it is something that's important to the community. You live on an island and you're around the water all the time. And since that's been opened, I believe about every kid in town learns to swim, where years ago that wasn't the case. And so that's been an important thing. A lot of people use that facility, and we want to make sure we can maintain it and keep it running. So that was probably the big thing. Some of the other projects are moving along, and
Jeff, can I ask a question?
You bet.
When do you expect that assessment to be done?
Right now, Amber's she's going to be the one getting a hold of the engineer and doing all that, and would have to draw up some kind of an RFP kind of thing, what's expected out of it. And right now, her hands are so full with just keeping this running, she virtually spending all her time doing that. And I think until we can get kind of a handle on some of that, she probably won't have a chance to do that. But we don't have to go out to RFP because our code allows us for professional services. We've used them before on the school. They designed the building to start with. And like I said, they just went through this thing with Juno, so I think they would be someone we're used to working with, and so we probably will just bring them back. But certainly Amber will put together a document, have them respond to it, you know, as to do with price and, you know, what they would do under this RFP or the stuff that she would put out. But, you know, hopefully sometime in the next 30 to 45 days, something like that. And again, it just depends on some of this other stuff that she's, you know, trying to resolve. And it's funny, is it just all happened at once? There's like three major things that have happened all at the same time, and we've kind of solved a couple of them, but some of them we haven't yet. So.
Well, I was just wondering if it'd be done like by October 15th when the governor's budget's out. It sure be easier to keep it in
right.
than it is to add it
sure.
in. So.
And it would be nice, one thing about it, even by then, even if we went out today, it's going to take them a while to come down here, go through it, make recommendations, get pricing, all that stuff. So even if we had it today, it's not going to be in time. But we certainly can talk to them about it and, you know, just get some ideas. And even if we had, even if it was kind of phased where, okay, let's solve the most important problem here and next year, you know, continue on that. But the roof has got some issues, the, you know, and all the mechanical, so there's a fair amount to needs to be looked at. Mm-hmm.
Any other questions or comments? I did have one on Evergreen. I noticed that the documents haven't been signed, or have they been signed yet?
No, and our attorney has DOT, when they write there's an MOU between the two of us of who does what and who's responsible for what. And of course, the state is doing the whole thing. You know, they're going to be the ones handling the money, handling the grant money through the federal government. They're going to be one doing the design, doing the contracts, doing all parts of it. But it's kind of like all the responsibility, and if something goes wrong, we're the ones that pay for it. So our attorney has gone through that and made those changes, and he's working with the Attorney General's office to hopefully, we're hopeful we'll get some of those things, but we're not confident we're going to get all the things we want. It's kind of like Front Street. We got some things, but we weren't able to get everything we wanted. But if we can improve it, that will help. But I think other than that, I think it's on track. What do you think, Carl? And yeah.
Okay. Jeff, where are we at on the union negotiations? You making any headway there? Are we at a standstill?
We're at a standstill. I'm going to talk later this week to the attorney, and we've got some stumbling blocks there. And the next step, we're kind of at an impasse with the union, and and I can't really go into it. But, well, there's two courses of action. The first one may be mediation, where you get someone in here to help resolve that. And that's non-binding. So, you know, say if they suggest, well, you should do this, you should do that. And if either one of us say, you know, agree with you, go back home, well, then that's the end of it. But if after that, and that's kind of the first step, and if you can resolve it there, great. But after that, if, and I believe that the mediation, there's a mediation group there that, and it basically they do it for free. So that's the good news. Arbitration, on the other hand, is binding, and there's usually like a retired judge or someone like that that would be the arbitrator, and they would come down and you'd both have, this is what we're asking for and this is what they're asking for. And my understanding, one or the other wins. They don't mix and match things. So I think whatever you go with, you better feel real confident and not have a zillion little dinky things. Your main things is what you want to do, but that's something I'll talk to the attorney about, kind of just the process there. So, but yes, we are still battling that. So I think the last face-to-face we had was the end of August. And since that, we've gone back and forth on some of the little things, but the major item, which is healthcare, we're still not there.
Anything else? Thank you. For clerk's file.
I don't have anything in addition. I just want to remind the listening public that the election is just around the corner, Tuesday, October 7th, from 8 to 8 at the Nolan Center. So please come out and vote. We've already had quite a few turnout for the absentee voting. So other than that.
Any questions or comments? Thank you. Item 10A, Mayor Assembly reports and appointments. Does any assembly member have anything to report? Okay, I just had one item that I wanted to mention. It's this last week, Southeast Conference was held at the Nolan Center. And I really want to compliment the city of Wrangell and the businesses who participated and everything. The staff at Nolan Center was outstanding. The food was great. I heard nothing but compliments on it. And people talking about how they enjoyed Wrangell. They had walking across the street and people would actually stop for them. That kind of comments. And also, the city staff was very busy on that. And we do appreciate Trident Seafood for the use of the bunkhouse for that also. That was a great deal. And then, like I mentioned before, many of the businesses contributed items to be auctioned for the UAS scholarships, which is pretty, it's a pretty good thing. Helps kids go to school, and it's a very, very good thing. It's not only that, they do help kids go to things that would benefit them. There's several things, it depends on how, what it is at the time, but they can get a grant or funds to attend some seminar or something occasionally. So, you know, kids that would never be able to benefit from things like that can through that. And I want to thank that it was a community effort. It was not any one person or one group. It was a community effort, and really appreciate it. We have no appointments. Item 11, persons to be heard.
And there are no persons to be heard.
Thank you. And item 12, unfinished business. 12A, proposed ordinance number 887 as amended, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending and adding new, a new chapter and new sections to Title 7 of the Wrangell Municipal Code, Animals. This is the first reading of the amended ordinance. Amended, proposed ordinance, excuse me.
Move to approve first reading of ordinance number 887 as amended and move to a second with public hearing to be held on October 14, 2014.
Second it.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
I still have some concerns about the off-leash areas. Basically, we've got a quarter mile from the road systems. I know there's a lot of people out on the highway that walk their dogs. It doesn't seem to be a problem. They're not on leash. But a quarter of a mile back, I walk my dogs up the old gravel road to the pit, and I'd have to be halfway up the pit before I can turn them off leash to be that quarter mile off the highway. So I've still got some concerns. You know, one of the things we move here for was a little bit of freedom. To take the dogs up a gravel road and turn them loose and let them run doesn't seem like that would be out of order. So I would really like to see that quarter mile just amended and taken off, and you could put the highway system. I'm fine with that. We keep them on leash till we get them on the dirt road, then turn them off leash.
I believe that's kind of the way it would be looked at anyway. The quarter mile thing is just a kind of encompass an area more so than.
I understand that, Chief, but when something's written in law, then we could get an over jealous. You know, you may not be here forever, and the next guy that takes your place might look at these laws and statutes a whole differently. So I really don't want to write anything in here that's gonna cause us a problem down the road. You know, I'm a little concerned with the fines. I know some people want the fines to be bigger. I can live with them the way you've got them written here. That's fine. But what I do worry about is little Timmy that comes from a poor family and his only friend is dog and follows him to school, and the dog gets impounded and they don't have the money to get the dog out. Now the dog gets put to sleep. So I think and I'm sure you're going to show some discretion in that regard, of course. But like I said, you may not always be the one making that call. So, you know, I still think that you need to take into account, was it an accident that the dog's loose? It followed him to school, and so I'm a little
concerned. Honestly, that's why the fines starts out lower now, because like kids and dogs, neither one of them will be like your home all the time.
No, and the dog's gonna go with the kid.
Yeah, so I mean, that's why we're pretty low on the low end of things. To allow for some problems, and
I can live with your fine system. I mean, it's not out of line. I'm just a little concerned about people that can't afford it and lose the kid is what I'm concerned about, losing his dog because mom and dad can't pay the fine.
We've always accommodated those kinds of things with, you know, local community service, come polish your car or something, and
that's great.
And just tried to work with people that really needed the help.
Sure. Okay. Those are my only concerns.
Yes.
I'd like you to kind of clarify the off-leash areas that it calls out here. It says dogs may be off-leash outside of the city and borough's business district.
Where are you at?
Well, on page 9 at the bottom. And then it also says this quarter mile restriction from the Wrangell Road system. So I'm a little bit confused. If you could explain that, please.
Yes. The quarter mile off the road system was kind of designed to, the thought process there was to allow for people that hunt dogs and have dogs, you know, go for a walk up the gravel road that kind of thing, just to keep them off the highways and out of the main business district. I don't know that anybody's going to pull a tape to see if you're a quarter mile off, but if you don't have your dog under some kind of control right on the highway, it's a hazard to him and everybody else involved.
So to clarify, would it be then a violation if someone takes their dog out Spur Road with their car and lets them run?
That's not in the
business district.
Okay, so what you're referring to, though, pretty much is not in the business district, is that
the quarter mile, it doesn't necessarily say that that's in the business district. The quarter mile can be anywhere in the borough.
Right.
So okay. The quarter mile, any Wrangell road system, and that brings up another point. Does it have to be paved? Is that what you're calling the road system when we hit the gravel and the forest? Is that no longer the Wrangell system? When see, so looking, you can...
I guess you could look at it one way that it is part of the Wrangell road system, but we've always considered basically the asphalt roads as being the
and that's what I assumed you meant, yes. In that, yes. Road,
now,
system.
As far as the gravel roads, out the roads, or all of them, that's all off road as far as it is a highway or it is a roadway, but it's not the business district that we're looking for in any way. Or there's another term for it that I escaped me right now, but it's basically the old city limits.
Well, maybe we could redefine the highway instead of road system. Maybe you could specify that it's the Zamovia Highway or whatever highway you wanted to specify.
Mayor, wouldn't that be then involving, I mean, if it's the Wrangell road system, that's would be the Wrangell road systems that are paved, if you're talking about it that way. I mean, you can't just put Zamovia Highway being the only one that's going to be excluded from. That's what I'm reading it as. It's the total road system.
Right.
Yes.
A fine line here. Well, for instance, like our road, our Shoemaker Loop Road, I don't want dogs off leash while walking down that road. I think I need clarification if we are going to change this, because it's going to come back for the next reading, as to do we want to remove D altogether or are we going to just modify it?
Well, you know, it does kind of conflict. A and D, it conflicts. A says that dogs can be out off leash without restriction, basically.
No, it doesn't
no,
say that.
Still have to be within voice command.
Voice command.
Yeah. I mean, as far as area restrictions, any time outside, any place outside the business district. And it defines the business district as, you know, basically the downtown area or the old city limits. And then it's just a blanket to me, the way that reads, that you can have them off leash, period.
Well, then the highway rule comes in, which changes that.
But I can see this is somebody arguing that in the court of law, and the court saying there's a conflict, it's not valid.
What I would suggest we do is leave it as is, and if there are problems with it, the way it's enforced or the way the community perceives it, that it creates a lot of conflict, then we can go back and take a look at it. But we're better off to have a good place to start.
Mayor.
Yes, go ahead.
I would be happy if we could just take the quarter mile off. Put the road system, leave the quarter mile off. Could you live with that?
So dogs may be off leash, on land. Wait, no.
You got to go back to that.
I'm on here. Dogs may be off leash.
It's actually
on the road system.
It's actually on page
10.
On page 10B. You know,
Mayor.
Yes.
I think that A covers it pretty much, unless this quarter mile, I mean, if you're off out of the business district, then you're usually going to be off the road system, pretty much, except for the main highway, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't think that quarter mile, I agree with the assemblyman.
Mayor?
To my right.
Yeah.
Yes.
I have to disagree. I mean, the quarter mile is also providing Zamovia Highway. And if you got a dog, like he's saying, out there running up and down Zamovia Highway, off a leash, you're still out of the business district, but you want that dog on a leash, going up and down that trail.
Well, maybe you need to put, you know, Mr. Mayor, add that into the business
district. We need something specifically to keep those dogs off of the highway.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes.
With the code review committee, the one thing that we did was adding the confident voice control was to allow for people that when they're outside of the business district, if they have their dog, you know, as long as you can follow the rules of the off-leash areas, and it's okay. But what this was addressing, correct me if I'm wrong, Chief McCloskey, that allowing your dogs, letting them out, closing your door, and off they be. You know, so you know, or a dog that runs here and there, and you're walking down the path, and there's cars coming, and he's darting in the road. So
I think that the main intent of the quarter mile off the road was just to clarify that if you're a quarter of a mile off the road, because there was talk of the hunting and stuff, that your dog can be off leash
and not under voice confident.
Yeah, without any argument as to, you know. And the one that comes to mind is like hunting bears with hounds. You don't have voice control over them, they're hunting. But we certainly don't want to be in a position where we have to limit that type of activity either.
And you get bird dogs up the river, and you got all these other things.
Exactly. So
place.
If you start out a quarter of a mile off the road, I think that you're going to be fine. And as far as a dog that's up the road with you on a leash, or not even on a leash, but basically within voice command, that's going to be just fine.
Okay. Any further discussion?
Hearing none, poll, please.
Assembly members Rooney?
This is the first reading. We're going to have a second reading.
Right. You have a chance.
So you'll have another chance.
Okay. Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13A, proposed ordinance number 889, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the minor offense fine schedule in Chapter 1.20, General Penalty of the Wrangell Municipal Code. This is a first reading.
Move to approve first reading of ordinance number 889 and move to a second with the public hearing to be held on October 14th, 2014.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
I do.
Yes, go ahead.
I was told that we have another statute somewhere that limits the maximum fine of $300 to these kind of minor violations. Am I off base? Do you know?
That was the former. They have since increased that somehow.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to make sure we weren't conflicting another statute that limited the amount.
And that's a state deal, and I believe now the limit is 500.
Okay. So it was raised to 500. Yes. So, okay. That was my only question.
Inflation. Any further discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members McCloskey?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13B, approval to dispose of city surplus property.
Move to approve the items as listed as surplus, that these items be advertised for bid as required under Wrangell Municipal Code 5.10.060, and authorize the borough manager to dispose of any items not bid on in a manner that is in the best interest of the city.
Second it.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Roll vote, please.
Assemblymember Smokowski?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Wiederspin?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13C, approval to purchase a grader through NC Machinery at a government standard price.
Move to approve the sole source purchase of a Caterpillar Model 140M excavator from NC Machinery for the GSA price plus quoted options of $323,728 to be paid with funds allocated in the 2014-2015 budget.
Second it.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
I have a question for Jeff.
Go ahead.
This is a better deal than we can get by getting bids on this.
Give you an example, and correct me if I'm wrong, Carl, but we bid out a loader here a few years ago, our big 966, and I think on that we saved $100,000.
Somewhere there. I was finding used ones, the same grader for anywhere between $325 and $380.
Or use grade, the same use.
Have we allocated the price of this in the budget?
Yes.
Okay.
I think we had 320, well, yeah, the second paragraph says the 2014-15 budget includes $225,000 to purchase this. And
that's getting it under the wire, guys.
We knew what the GSA price was before we budgeted. Pretty simple. And that includes training module. These new graders are
remote. Do these graders have laser or GPS on them?
No. They're available with all that, but no. That's a very high dollar option.
But we have taken advantage of both the state's bidding process where they bid out vehicles and all kind of stuff. So it does a couple things. We don't have to have the cost of the bidding process.
Okay.
And then it is usually substantially cheaper than our copier, as an example. We were talking to Tongas in the office product store, and I think they, because they're the ones that service most of the things around here, somewhere in the neighborhood of about $17,000, and we got it through the state's thing for about $11,000. So that has been a big deal for us. We're able to access that and the federal one also on bigger equipment. So.
How old is our grader now?
89. This is existing 1989 Caterpillar model 120G.
I believe NC Machinery is actually the only company that can bid on a Caterpillar here.
Okay, that's all I have.
I only have one comment on that. Once you get it, put it to work at Shoemaker, please.
The mayor?
Yes.
It says the plus quoted options. The options, is that these on the back? The add-on items?
I think they're in bold and then on the
spec sheet.
It'd
be at the very end of their spec sheet.
Yeah, right. This page.
Okay, so yeah. It's the last page here.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the
verifier.
$2,317 for a rear view camera. Is that correct?
It's backup camera, yeah.
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 Correct.
So and it's just it just records everything, or is it just a camera that you
can
see?
It's hard to see where you're backing up.
You can't see the rear wheels on a big grader, so it's I've actually known people that's got backed over.
Yeah.
Any further discussion? Roll vote, please.
Assemblymember Mitchell?
Yes.
Wiederspin?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13D, approval of a change order to Rock and Road Construction for the Wrangell Marine Service Center Concrete Paving Phase 3 Project.
Move to approve the change order with Rock and Road Construction Incorporation for the construction of the North Entrance Repair Project for the contract amount of $68,580 to be paid with DCCED grant funds.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
I have a question. Is that the last of that whole project that we did the reappropriation of? There's still more?
Yeah, there's, it's amazing, but when the concrete is that deep and you got rebar in it like that, you don't get much for $500,000. So anyway, we had some money left over. We've done, I think, most of the major things that we could do with it. There's still some pretty good chunks left that haven't been paved, but we were able to pave, I think, most of the, you know, critical areas, but this has always been a problem. As you go in that entrance there, it's always a big mud hole. There's some drainage issues there that this will resolve with City Mark and the Bay Company. It will help keep the mud out of the yard because people go through that and then they drive through that and then you got dust, you got people painting and stuff like that. So it's something that we think will be a good thing, and it's like I said, we don't have a lot of money, and this kind of money isn't going to go anywhere when you try to, you know, do some major paving out there. And we do have a couple big chunks yet, so.
And this is the last of that grant, though.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit more after that, but we're finishing up the building out there that's going to do the oil separator thing won't freeze up and will work. We've got. I think we're going to spend some money on some signing, so you know.
Not here in the bathroom.
Yeah, and so there's some minor things, like smaller things, we're going to use the money for. And there's not a lot of money left, but there's enough to do this, and we'll have some money left to, like I said, do some signing and some other smaller things. So, and then that money that we have will come on.
We just need to think of the $4 million.
Any further discussion on the questions? Hold on, please.
Assembly members Wiederspin?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 14, attorney's file. You have an item on the list here of that. Item 15, executive session. There is no schedule. Item 16, adjournment. We will adjourn the meeting at 7:38.